You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What's the latest on the Pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on 9 to noon with Kuhn, featuring former Packers fullback John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It is that time, as we do every week on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Check in with our Green Bay football insider, that dude on the Packers beat for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Fan. And there is Ryan Wood on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Woody, how are you this morning, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. I want to start things off by apologizing for the, I don't know if you've heard, Ryan, there's been a lot of Indiana slander here on the show the last couple days, and I don't endorse it. I just want you to know I don't endorse
double
it.
Don't.
That was all John Kuhn and Brandon Snide. I did not slander the great state of Indiana, sir.
Rami, I know you too well to believe that. We've been doing this for too long for me to possibly believe that you're innocent here.
No, it's been okay. I might have taken a few shots. It's been mostly John Kuhn, though. I think he said yesterday there's nothing in Indiana but blown out tires and fireworks shops.
That's not what I said.
That's true. You forgot the corn. You forgot the corn, but that's about it.
Woody, I did happen to make a note that the turnpike is only one lane. That's awful, and the rest stops are not any better. So, yes, I did have a problem with driving through Indiana on Monday. But we'll leave that behind us. And my first question for you is, are the Packers the best team in the NFC?
Ooh.
I don't know that there is a best team in the NFC right now.
Oh,
that's
come
not a
on.
Cop out. No, that's not a cop out. Like this is a conference of a lot of very good teams and no dominant team. I think the Packers' best is better than any other best in the NFL, not just the NFC. But we just haven't seen it enough. Like, if they can reach that level consistently that we saw, just think about the juxtaposition on Sunday night. The first half ends with Aaron Rodgers driving the Steelers' offense in position to go up 16-7 at halftime. The second half ends with Aaron Rodgers driving the Steelers with those go pack go chants floating in the air at Acrisure Stadium down 16. Like 28-3 at that point in the second half. That is incredibly explosive on the road at night against a very, very good team, a playoff caliber team in the Steelers. I don't think a lot of teams in this league, if any, can hit that level. But the Packers also haven't hit that level outside of week one, week two, and then second half of week eight. So who's the best team right now? I think it's completely wide open. I mean, you got to throw the Lions in there, the Eagles in there, the Bucks, the Rams will have a say. There are a lot of really good teams in this conference. The question is, who can sustain that top level the longest, the most consistent? That's going to decide. I don't know who the best team is right now.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on 9 to noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf. Kuhn and our trusty producer, Brandon Snide, the other day, I think it was the day after the game on Monday, they got into a debate that carried on into the commercial break, then carried on into the text thread. Like, it went on for 2 days. I want you to settle
just egging
it.
Egging them on.
I want you to settle it.
Keep bringing it up.
I want you to settle it.
Was this debate about Indiana?
No. It wasn't about the state of Indiana, no. It was about Jordan Love. Was that the best game of Jordan Love's career on Sunday night, given everything that went into it, the Aaron Rodgers of it all, Sunday night football, beating a 4-2 team on the road? Was that, in your opinion, Ryan, the best game of Jordan Love's young career as the Packers starter?
Well, let's start here. Let's start to whittle it down. I think there's a clear top three games that he's played. I think it's the playoff game in Dallas. I think it's Sunday night. I think it's his first Thanksgiving game 2023 in Detroit, which I believe was the game that he had 11 straight completions, the previous record before he went 20 straight. I would say from there, the top two, playoff game in Dallas and Sunday night. Take nothing. I mean, he was really good against the Lions on Thanksgiving, but I'd put those two a step above. I think he still, because of the magnitude in terms of it being a postseason game on the road and a damn near perfect 157 passer rating, I think you have to put Dallas higher. But there's a case to be made for Sunday night, and that case is, if you remember, in that playoff game at Dallas, Aaron Jones had 3 rushing touchdowns. They had a very good running game. They didn't have that with Josh Jacobs. He got a rushing touchdown, and that was his best run of the night, that sidestep and the burst to the pylon. Outside of that, they did not have much in terms of the run game. Matt LaFleur wants this offense to be balanced. He never wants to go into a game with Jordan Love throwing almost 40 passes. But he recognized that they didn't have a run game, and he had to put that game squarely on Jordan Love's back. He threw it 37 times. He completed 78% of those passes, and these were not checkdowns. He averaged 9.7 yards per pass. He completed 20 in a row without a run game. So if you want to go Sunday night, there is a strong argument for that, but I will go still with that playoff game in Dallas. That was just – it was a different level.
Woody, we know how explosive the Packers offense can be. We know how dominant the Packers defense can be. However, if you look at dominance, their point differential right now is plus 43. And even though they have the second best record in the NFL, they're toying a little bit with these teams, or these teams are giving them their best shot each and every time they face the Green Bay Packers. How do you look at that stat, the Packers being second best record in the league, but the 10th best in point differential? Do you see that as the Packers are gaining some mettle and finding ways to win tough games, or do you look that as the Packers cannot close out opponents that are inferior?
It could be a bit of both. I thought, in terms of closing out opponents, that was the promising thing that happened Sunday night was – it really wasn't close. I mean, I know they gave up the garbage time touchdown, but 28-3 before that in the second half, they were able to really put their foot on the Steelers and keep it there for an extended period of time. Where this team is not just number one in the NFC, which is important. I mean, let's not discard that. But they're number one in the NFC with, I think we all would all agree, a whole lot of room to grow. There's a whole lot out there for them to get better and to be at an even higher level more consistently. That's a pretty good place to be. Like, when you're still winning games and you haven't played your best ball for 4 quarters, that's a coach's dream. So it's Matt LaFleur's job to get that out of them and to get them to that level. But being week 9 and being where they're at, I think they're in a good spot.
Woody, I'm glad you said that, because sometimes we do that throughout the course of the season. We consistently say they haven't played 4 quarters. They haven't played a complimentary football game. They haven't done this. They haven't done that. And they're still winning. They have room to grow. Do you feel confident that this team will flip a switch and start playing that true dominant complimentary football and put teams away by 10, 15, 20, even more points as we go along into the season? Or is what we've seen through the first 8 weeks of the NFL season probably what we're going to continue to see throughout the rest of the regular season?
I really honestly don't know if that will happen or not. That, to me, remains to be seen, and it's hard to project that. What I am confident in is the talent level of this football team. I mean, you put them up against the Lions, right, let's say that they meet Detroit or Green Bay late in the NFC Championship game, I think they have the two most talented players on the field. I think that Jordan Love and Micah Parsons are more talented than anybody that the Detroit Lions can throw at them. But then Jared Goff, he's just ruthlessly efficient, consistent. That offensive line, that run game, you know that the Lions will bring that every week. There's more known quantities with the Lions than, okay, is Jordan Love going to complete 20 straight passes, or is it going to look a little disjointed on offense? There's more unknowns right now with the Packers. So talent-wise, the Packers are second to nobody. They have superstar talent on this roster, both sides of the ball. They've got to figure out a way to consistently play to that talent.
And the scary thing about it, Wood, is that we haven't even seen the Packers at full strength. They got a step closer to full strength on two steps, actually getting Devontae Wyatt back on the defensive line, then getting Christian Watson back at wide receiver. Was there a noticeable difference in your eyes on either or both sides of the ball in getting those two guys back in action?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because for most of the season, we've looked at this Packers offense, and it's felt like an offense that doesn't have all of its pieces, right? And I've mentioned before, when an offense doesn't have all of its playmakers, you can't expect it to look its best, because it's not at its best. Then Christian Watson steps onto the field, and there's no word that can emphasize enough how shocking it is for a guy who has had no offseason program, no training camp, hasn't played a lick in 9 months, to have not just four targets, catch all four for 85 yards. And that might have been the best thing that happened Sunday night. I mean, to take away the euphoria of beating Aaron Rodgers, I mean, that's special for this fan base. But you can see the offensive identity start to build now around Christian Watson's field-stretching ability, his dynamic talent down the field, and a tight end in Tucker Kraft, who is maybe the best in the league right now at taking those checkdowns, those flat routes, and stretching them into big plays. When Christian Watson's stretching the field, that's just more space for Tucker Kraft underneath. And between the two of them, you've got two dynamic playmakers that complement each other very, very well. The more that you can tap into that from the Packers offense, the better, the more dynamic this Packers offense should look going forward. And they have that blueprint now. Now can they stick to it? Now can they just be relentless? I mentioned the Detroit Lions. They have their blueprint, right? Every single week they do the same thing, and they just beat you. That's what they do. This is the Packers' blueprint. Can they do the same thing every single week and just beat you with their best?
Woodrow, I think Packer fans are looking at this game like it should be an easy victory at Lambeau against the Carolina Panthers, but one thing they will be watching is who's going to start quarterback for those Panthers. Would it be Bryce Young, who's 4-3 with an 11-5 touchdown interception ratio, or is the Red Rocket going to be under center once again for Carolina in this game? Is this a big deal to see who is quarterback for the Panthers, and do they get markedly better if Bryce Young is healthy enough to play in this game?
You know, I don't think Bryce Young is a good matchup for this Packers defense, because, you know, something Andy Dalton's going to do. He's a veteran, and much in the way of an Aaron Rodgers or a Joe Flacco. He's going to know, get rid of the ball at least, right? And that's what you have to do. That is the number one, two, and three priority against this pass rush, is to get rid of the ball in the pocket. I have a hard time seeing Bryce Young doing that. To me, it's more of a Jacoby Brissett six sack type game. If he plays, this should be an easy game, but you look up, the Panthers are 4-4. They're not the gimme that they've been the past couple years. They have not been good on the road. They almost lost to the New York Jets in New York, so this is not a good road team. It should be an easy win, but you have to make it that. The Packers have to play to their level and not bow to the competition and play with their food this week, especially with the Eagles looming next week, right? I mean, this is all the makings of a trap game. Don't make it a trap game. Just take care of business the way you should. I mean, that's the challenge for this week.
You said those words. You said trap game. Woody, do you dare ask Matt LaFleur or anybody in the locker room if this is a trap game this week?
Please do it.
I try not to answer questions or ask questions I know the answer to. I think we know exactly what Matt LaFleur says if we ask him if this is a trap game. Of course, they're going to be cognizant of you can't overlook the Panthers. But knowing that and doing that are two different things. They have to do that. We'll see if they do, right? That's, I'm actually really intrigued by this matchup because on paper, they should win this game by 3 touchdowns. That's what should happen. But they might not. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you win by a field goal or 3 touchdowns. You just pocket wins this time of year. But, yeah, you would like to see this team play to its level.
Do you think we saw the end of the Nate Hobbs era on Sunday night in Pittsburgh, Woody?
I do not. I think Carrington Valentine played very, very well. He does what he does. As a seventh-round pick coming into the league, he's had to fight and claw and scrap for everything, and that's how he plays the game. And I think that's very admirable at that position especially. But injuries happen. Poor performance can happen. The past couple years, there's been competition at that position for this team, and Carrington Valentine's usually in the middle of that. I think what was interesting, last year it took the Packers way too long to go ahead and start Carrington Valentine over Eric Stokes. By the time they did late in the season, he finishes the year with 4 straight games generating a takeaway. So, I mean, he showed like he'd been waiting in the wings forever, and he needed a play earlier. They didn't wait with Carrington Valentine this time, and I think they reward him. That play he made against DK Metcalf on an island in the end zone to break up a touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers, that's a big play in that game. But they have depth with Nate Hobbs. I think they still believe in Nate Hobbs. I don't think this is the last you've heard from them.
All right, Woodrow, I'm going to give you 3 things, and you can tell me if all 3 are true, if none are true, or if any of them are true by the end of the season. I mean, keep in mind, Jordan Love and the season that he's having right now, he hasn't even hit Toyotathon, so it's only going to get better. Micah Parsons is getting double-teamed, but Rashawn Gary's at 7.5 sacks, so you would expect at some point in time Micah Parsons to get another big old game. And then Tucker Kraft in the game that he just saw. Will Jordan Love win MVP? Will Micah Parsons win Defensive Player of the Year? And will Tucker Kraft be first-team All-Pro, noted as the best tight end in football?
I would list in order of likelihood Micah Parsons, Defensive Player of the Year. Boy, it's tough between the last two. Probably Jordan Love, MVP. I don't think he wins MVP, but I do think he'll be in the conversation. And Tucker Kraft is going to be a Pro Bowler. This league is filled with great tight ends. It's just that is a loaded position in this league, the Brock Bowers of the world. I want to say no on all pro for Tucker Kraft, but he's certainly going to be a Pro Bowler.
Woody, do you have a early off-the-record subject-to-change prediction for Packers and Panthers on Sunday?
No, not subject-to-change. I'm going to pick the Packers. The question is the score, right? The question this week is not will they or won't they, it's by how much. And I think that's it's going to be significant. I mean, you want to see this team come out unlike they have done in the past this season and just take care of business and not even make it interesting.
Keep in mind, the Panthers in their 3 losses with Bryce Young playing have lost by 16, have lost by 29, and have lost by 31. So when they play teams that are over 500, they have gotten absolutely shellacked. My last question for you, Woody, is that tie down in Dallas, is that going to be the deciding factor for the Packers winning or losing the division?
Yes. I think not just the division, but also obviously the conference. That one, I don't know which way that's going to fall. But when you have that one, that mysterious one at the end of your win loss tie record, that it's hard. That's going to be the tiebreaker, right? Other tiebreakers don't matter. It's going to be that. I don't know which way it's going to fall. Let me ask you guys a question. What margin of victory do you feel would be enough this week to not induce panic? Like I made the comment, 3 touchdowns or 3 points. Like if it's 3 points this week, there's going to be concern. And yes, at the end of the day, winning is all there is to it. And that's what matters. But like does double digits, if this is a 10-point win, is that enough? Does it need to be by 2 touchdowns? Does it need to be by 3 possessions?
Yes.
Like how
yes.
much do you think it needs to be to be like, yeah, that was a good solid win?
This one needs to, hey, good teams win, great teams cover. This one needs to cover the spread in Vegas that I think is, what, 12.5 right now?
Ooh,
is that what it is, Brandon? 12.5. This one needs to cover the spread. The Packers, too many times I picked them to cover the spread this year. They did not. They finally did it in Pittsburgh. They need to continue this trend at Lambeau. Finally do it at Lambeau and show everybody, hey, this team's for real. We have hit our stride. They've won a few in a row now since the bye. It's time to really take it to the next level before you get an opponent like the Eagles coming in next week.
I think if Bryce Young plays 10 points, if it's Andy Dalton, they got to win by at least 2 touchdowns and cover that 12.5.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. You know, if they win this game by 10 points, and it's not really close, but it's a 10-point game, it's going to feel a little sleepy. And it's going to feel like they just kind of, you know, marched through and did enough, but they didn't really play to their level. This feels like a game where if you want to feel really solid about their performance, it needs to be a 2-touchdown win.
That is Ryan Wood, that dude on the Packers beat for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on The Fan. Joins us every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Woody, always appreciate the time and the insight, my man.
All right, take care.
And don't let him talk about your state like that. Don't let that.
Hey,
slide.
Look, I grew up in Indiana, and I haven't been back living there since I was 23.
So you know.
That's all I want to say.
All right, so he knows. All right, thanks, Woody.
Old wooden backboards and non-breakaway rims. That's what Indiana does. All right?
Hey, they can play basketball there. We can shoot a basketball, and we can plow a field, and that's about it.
Thanks, Wood. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take care.
Hey, don't look now, but Indiana's a football state all of a sudden. Number two in the nation in college.
That?
The Colts are.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hoosiers. Best team in the NFL. Yeah, it's Hoosier State is a football state now. That is Ryan Wood. And Packers fans, you'll want to tune in tomorrow morning as Green Bay general manager Brian Gutekunst joins Trevor and Josh on Inside Wisconsin Sports at 6:15 a.m. right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. You touched on it a little bit there with Ryan Wood. Who the hell is good in this league and in the NFC? It honestly is hard to say. We'll talk about that right after this. It's 9 to noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.